You know, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But I just, Jonathan, a young man that he prayed that he would get dreams, and he had a dream about the Word of God. And we had a chance to be able to record it, and Pat was talking with him. We want to be able to play that right now. Got to hear this interview.
So, Jonathan, I understand the Lord's really been speaking to you a lot lately, huh?
Yeah.
You've been praying and been asking God for dreams, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's been speaking to you a lot lately.
Yes, sir.
I remember you were just telling me about a week or two ago about a tornado coming down our street and tearing up all the houses, but it went right by our house.
Yes, sir.
Cool. So you asked God for more dreams, huh?
Yep.
So what did God say to you?
Well, this one night, these dreams were both on the same night. In the first dream, I couldn't really explain like the where I was, but I remember just seeing this really black house. It was like jet black.
Just real dark inside.
Yeah, like all the lights were off.
And okay.
All the walls were painted black.
Oh wow.
And I remember being in this room. It was dark. It was only lit by candles
mm-hmm.
all around the room. And there was this man. He was about an adult. He was very sick. I could tell because he was really stiff. He was moaning and couldn't really talk that well.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't laying in a bed. He was laying in a cot. And there were three people in the room all together. It was me, the sick man, and my friend, Caleb. The man, he asked me to read scriptures from these Bibles, and he told me to read the colors, which I later found out that meant the red letters, which are the words of Jesus Christ. And while I read the scriptures to him, my friend Caleb, he walked around the room looking at these newspapers that were all tacked to everywhere around the room. They were on the ceiling, the ground, the walls. I didn't really look at them. I just saw.
You didn't know what they said.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did.
That's all right.
Well, but as I read these scriptures to him, I can't really explain it. But
this is the guy laying in the cot. You're reading this. You're reading the word to.
Yeah, and I could just feel him that he was getting better because he was starting to move a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he could talk a lot better after I finished reading. He said he felt a lot better than he did before, but he didn't feel completely better. Then I prayed for him. I don't remember exactly what I said, but something about letting God be able to heal him and that God will be able to speak into his life and change his heart.
Right.
And instantly he got healed. I could feel myself drifting away from the dream, like I was fixing to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But before I woke up, I saw him. He was on his knees, his hands held together in prayer, and he was crying and praising God for his healing.
Wow. So you prayed. Did you lay hands on him, or you just prayed out loud?
I prayed out loud.
Very good. And the man got completely healed, and you saw him praising God.
Yep.
Wow. That.
Well, we're listening right now to Jonathan, and if you don't know this yet, this is actually Pat's son, who he's talking about, who had a dream, and, you know, God speaks. Think about it, that Jesus' name came in a dream, that Joseph's, the vision for Israel came into a dream, what would happen in the future. Just God speaks, and he speaks in many different ways, and he speaks quite often in dreams, and we're hearing right here where we're finding out what God is saying to Jonathan and to all of us is there's healing in the word of Jesus. Just read the words of Jesus. Go back to the Gospels. Go back and just soak in those words. And it's amazing. He got the man who had a little bit of light, which means sometimes you can have a flicker left, a smoldering wick in your life. It's all you have in God. But then when they start hearing Jesus's words,
mm-hmm.
they get brighter and more light, and he got better and better and better and better. Listen, that's what we're talking about, abiding. Abiding with God. When you abide with him, that's what's happening. You're reading the color letters. You're reading mm-hmm. the red letters in the Word, and it just brings health to you, doesn't it? It just brings health to your life. And God was confirming it to Jonathan. And then all of a sudden, when you think about it, as he got stronger and stronger and stronger, then all of a sudden Jonathan looks at him and he sees he's you know, almost completely healed, but not fully healed. Well, understand at that point, the man's got faith now to be healed. It's almost like he just got nourished in the washing of the Word, and it began to change him. And you look at those newspapers on the wall, I mean, you think about all the headlines that are hitting you today, all the things that is coming your way, you know, all the negative headlines that are hitting you. But God is saying to all of us, and even to Jonathan here, is that there's healing in his Word. You don't worry about the headlines. Don't let them snuff your light out.
Right.
But abide. And if you don't have a plan to abide, go to iabide.org. We have a plan for you. We're going to be back with more of a second dream from Jonathan right after this break. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to BFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity and our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org. I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. It's easier to go to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. We got a Facebook, and it's over, I don't know, it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up, and just you're joining us, and we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that's being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you, and if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean?
When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So you can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective of the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook, or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. We're just listening to a dream by Jonathan Hamilton. He was talking about how the Lord has showed him there's healing in the Word of God. If you hadn't heard it, you're going to go back and listen to it. But there's a second dream that Pat is talking to his son about, and we're going to listen to it now. And it's amazing how God will speak to you at your level, at your age. He's 11 years old. Wow. Jonathan's 11 years old, and he's hearing, you know, pretty profound revelation about God. We can learn a lot from this. Listen up.
It's awesome. So there's power in the Word of God, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I understand you had another dream the same night?
Yep.
Okay. What was that one?
Okay, well, this one was a lot shorter. But after I woke up, I was thinking about it, and then I just fell back asleep again. Mm-hmm. And this time, there were 7 people, and we were in another dark house. But you could feel this one was a lot worse. You could feel the evil in this place.
Oh wow.
And there were 7 people with me. There were
how many?
7.
There's 7 with you? Okay.
There was me, Jordan, Christian, Caleb, Emma, Alana, and Isaac.
Now I know those who are listening, those are mostly all of your cousins, right? And of course your sister Jordan. But your friend Caleb was in this dream again.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this was kind of like in the future. So, in the dream, I just knew all of our ages. Mm-hmm. Well, I was 13. Jordan was 17. Christian, he was 16. Caleb was 12. Emma was 14. Alana was 9. And Isaac was 6.
So this is like years in the future, because you're what? You're 11 now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. So God's showing you the future.
Yeah, I guess. But we all had the armor of God on.
Oh, wow.
Just like in Ephesians.
What'd it look like?
It was kind of this mix between like gold and this really bright color. Mm-hmm. This really bright shade of white. It was kind of a mix between that gold.
It was glowing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think we were like on this some sort of mission, mm-hmm. that we were sent here to destroy this house.
Destroy the darkness.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And we used the sword of the spirit to slash through everything bit by bit. But as we destroyed it, it became purified and it turned from dark to light.
Wow.
But
so as you struck the walls and all the stuff in the house.
And the furniture.
With your sword of the spirit, which is what? That's the word of God again, right? It turned from dark to
light.
To light. Wow.
And it turned this really bright shade of white, just like our armor.
Right.
And, well, the last thing I remember before I woke up is we were all outside of the house watching as it kind of changed. The house started changing from black to white, and then it was completely white, and it was glowing, mm-hmm. and then I woke up.
So the house was totally restored. Wow, that is powerful. So what do you think? What was God saying?
Well, I'm not really sure. Sometimes he speaks like directly, you know exactly what he means.
And yeah.
Sometimes it's a little hard to understand.
Right.
But
so what was the scripture God gave you?
It was Ephesians chapter 6 through
10 through 18?
10 through 20. It's finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints.
Wow. Sounds just like your dream.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah, every time I, like, have a dream, it's always, I find scripture that I always, like,
yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, lines up perfectly, just like the tornado dream last time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
That's so awesome
wow.
to hear the gospel preached from children, you know, and it should make all of our hearts humble, you know, that God is speaking like he is. And I was in there looking up the scripture that I was going to share after it. Of course, Jonathan already pulled it out and read it. And I thought, well, let me just sit back now. I had the exact same scripture pulled up that the Lord led him to. And I was going to put that in the context of it. And he's 11 years old.
Wow.
And I just want to just remind you that God wants to speak to you.
Mm.
And when you think about the sword, obviously, you know, God's not saying go take a physical sword and hack up a house to change it. He's talking about the sword of the word of God. The word of God's a sword and used in faith, because the same word that can build can also destroy it if it's used wrongly. And begin to speak that in your house. Begin to speak that over a dark house, a dark relationship, a dark business, you know, a dark situation. Begin to pronounce. And you really think about it, that what God told Jonathan in an earlier dream, and you can find that also on the torch of VFNTV.com or on highlights, when he began to read the red letter words in the Bible, he was hacking that place up with the sword of the Lord.
Yeah.
He was hacking it up. Did those dreams come together the same night?
Same night.
So that was actually at the same meeting. He was actually doing, he was, when he was reading those words, all those headlines, he was just hacking that room up. He was hacking that sickness up.
With truth.
With truth.
Yeah.
And it just, and it got lighter and brighter. And so it's obviously, you know, scene two of the very same thing that God is saying.
Right.
And so what he showed him how we really do it in the first dream, he showed us in the second dream what it looks like.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it made somebody go, I'm just, you know, what's the big deal? I'm just abiding, reading the word. It's like hacking up the devil's darkness.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Totally That's amazing. Powerful. That's an 11-year-old young boy who loves the Lord and just abides. He's got a journal. He follows the simple abiding plan at iabide.org. I can't wait to share with you. Another young man in Texas, and he said, I got a report from one of the churches over there that he said, I'm going to first share my word, then I'm going to share my what? No, my where, and then I'm going to share my what. And if you don't know what that means, you need to go to iabide.org. Those three simple words will transform your life if properly applied.
Wow.
A simple That's word, awesome. A simple where, and a simple what.
Wow. Think about what Joel
Jamie,
said.
It's Jamie, by the way.
Jamie?
It's Jamie.
Oh, wow.
Jamie.
Bible man.
Bible man?
I love to hear Jamie and talk. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's Jamie.
Wow.
And well, Javon, Joel too. What's that?
Who?
Javon, his brother. I love to hear him as well.
Oh, my goodness. I was just thinking about Joel said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit out on all flesh, and just see what God is doing with these young children, boys and girls, that are hearing God, abiding, and so relevant. Those are powerful, powerful words. My goodness, sword of the Spirit?
Yes.
Dealing with darkness?
Dealing with darkness.
And seeing the darkness being turned into light.
And it looks, like, being so specific, too, about, you know, letting you know that this is your future. This is it's obviously his present, because Jonathan has laid hands on a lady named Teresa before with his family, and she was healed from a blood clot in her leg and something in her shoulder.
Yeah, shoulder spurs.
Burr spur or something. Mm-hmm. it's already happened.
Yeah.
In the while Pat was chasing horseflies, Jonathan was laying hands on trees.
Listen, Pat, listen to this boy.
I know.
You know, I mean, he's like the Pope because they said if they find one more documented miracle, they'll canonize John Paul the number, whatever he is. And it's like, oh my goodness, I think Jonathan can be canonized. Humble yourself if you're listening. I mean, this is about humility. And God wants to speak, and he is speaking to everybody. If we had time to put an interview in front of everybody that we're beginning to see God speak to. As a matter of fact, we were on a particular phone call with some leaders from around the United States, and we spent, 6 hours.
Wow.
Nonstop talking about what God is saying about America and about us individually. And God was letting us know things, and we sat with on the edges of our seat for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool. And if you're wondering, like, what is that about? It's about, he says, listen, there'll be a day that you will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and you shall live.
Mm-hmm.
My sheep know my voice and follow none other. Listen, look at Proverbs chapter 1. He says, listen, I wanted to speak to you. I wanted to share my heart with you and my secrets to you, but you wouldn't even respond to me. You wouldn't even respond to my rebuke. And he starts talking about, hey, so the storm's going to happen. This tough times are going to happen, and things are going to fall apart. And he says, and I'm going to laugh. But he says, but if you abide with me, if you would have listened to me, if you just abide, and look at the definition of abide. It's a simple definition. This is our definition of, and it's biblically correct. It's just spending time with God,
mm-hmm.
talking to him. Reading his word, the Bible, 81% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, don't even do that. And then hide some of it in your heart. You know, remember what you read.
Mm-hmm.
And then pray, talk to God about your life and what's going on, and maybe you have a need or something. And then listen to God to speak back to you.
Mm.
And then do what God says. Listen, that is the secret for turning this nation around. If the church will do just that, begin to abide. We'll be right back.